Please listen carefully.
Hi, Dr. Ginny, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Well, hello. It's just awesome to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you on the podcast and chat with you. And why don't we start off by sharing with everybody just a little bit about yourself and why you decided to become a chiropractor?
Okay. Well, it's kind of an interesting story. I'm kind of a late bloomer. I have not been a chiropractor for, you know, the last 20 or 30 years. I've been a chiropractor for about 6 years now. And there were a couple of things that brought me into chiropractic. One was my son, who has spina bifida. And when he was about 2 years old, someone had suggested that we take him to a chiropractor. He had, his hips were out of joint. He had just multiple problems from spina bifida. And so I decided to take him to a chiropractor, and we were able to get him off of all medications, which most people with spina bifida, you know, are on, you know, because he has, like, you know, bladder control problems and some intestinal kind of things. Anything that's, you know, below, you know, in the lower abdomen there, he was affected by that. And so he's now 36 years old. He's a massage therapist. He drives his own car. He's very independent. And he's healthy. And so chiropractic made all the difference in the world in the quality of his life. So that's meant a lot to me over the years. So I wanted to get into chiropractic. And then as far as for myself, I was seeing a conventional chiropractor, but I was having some issues with, you know, they were like urinary tract issues, and it was a pain kind of issue. And I was, you know, getting adjusted, and I kept having it. And so I'd gotten some prescriptions, you know, from the doctor and was taking that. And then down the road, those medications bothered some things with my stomach, and all of a sudden I was on like two or three more medications, and I was like, whoa, this is like not cool. And so I was introduced to a very different kind of chiropractor who actually worked with releasing emotions and that kind of thing. And within 6 months I was off of all my meds, never been back on them. So that was one of my big pushes to come into chiropractic, was that through that quality of life, I mean, is like just an amazing difference. So I wanted to give people what I had found.
So wow, that's incredible. A lot of purpose behind that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah. And a great thing to be doing at this time in my life. I love it. It's just like all kinds of fun.
So what kind of clients and really patients do you see now? Do you see... is it mostly women or men, or mostly pregnant women? What is your client base look like?
Well, I see mostly women. I think most doctors of anything do. You know, we find out that the women are in the majority of the time anyway, are the decision makers when it comes to health. So love to get the women in here and make sure that they're well, because there's so many things that most of us women have to do these days, right? Lots of us are working and taking care of homes and running kids around and, you know, all of these things at the same time. So I would say the majority of the people that I see are anywhere from 25 to 65. I do see a fair amount of pregnant women, now that you're asking that question. And I do a thing called the Webster technique, which prepares the uterus and the pelvis and all of that area for labor and delivery. As well as a lot of women use it when they know that they have a baby that's breech. And so a lot of times, what it's really all about is just really opening up everything around the uterus. And so that gives the baby a more room to go from a breech position to the, you know, the birth position that it needs to be in.
So my next question for you is kind of going to touch on that. Like, the Webster technique and really working on women during pregnancy. Now, is that more beneficial for the mom or for the baby or for both of them? Like, what are the benefits of seeing a chiropractor? You know, because like when you're giving birth, you have a doctor who delivers the baby and they are really for the baby. And, you know, now moms are bringing in doulas that are for the mother. So I'm curious to see your point of view when it comes to like chiropractic care.
Well, you know, chiropractic care is good for the mom and the baby. Usually anything that's good for the mom during pregnancy is also good for the baby, right?
Very true.
and so what we do with chiropractic is it, and you know, I've had some moms that come right away. I mean, I've had some women that are already, you know, coming for chiropractic care and then they get pregnant. So they have chiropractic care throughout their pregnancies. There are others who come along a little bit later. It's, you know, especially helpful like the last 6 weeks, I would say. It's especially helpful, but I really like to get in like the last 3 months if possible for women so that we really work on everything that's going on there. There's so many changes that take place, as I'm sure you found out at this time.
Yes.
So many changes that take place in the body. And, you know, some women have back pain, so we can help with that. And it's a very natural way of taking care of a lot of these things. I mean, we've helped women with heartburn and, you know, just a lot of the things that come along with pregnancy, because really what chiropractic is really all about is removing any kind of interference from the nervous system so that all of the nervous system works better. And so when the nervous system works better, then pregnancy works better. So we do find that the majority of the women that we work with have shorter labors and deliveries and more comfort in them. So, yes, we want to help the ladies out as much as possible. The other thing that my daughter and I have been working on is a program that we are wanting to develop. We have a lot of the framework, you know, set up around it, but we haven't actually put it all together yet. But also, you know, there's a history that's very interesting about childbirth and where it is along the way that women have actually lost their power in childbirth, and that it's come across as such a thing for us to fear and that sort of thing. And yet when you think about, like, you know, a cat or a dog or a cow or a horse, when they have, you know, when they have babies, it looks like such an easy process. And we're trying to get back to that for women, because there actually have been times in history that's how, you know, childbirth takes place. So a lot of things have changed, and what we want to do is empower the moms to really know that their body and their baby both innately know how to do this labor and delivery process. So what we wanted to work on is getting them to that place.
I love that. So can you touch a little bit more on the bio-emotional integration?
Sure.
And who would be a candidate for that and who you have worked on with that? And sorry, this is like a 5-part question. But then also how you trained yourself for that.
Okay, absolutely. Well, bioemotional integration is a process in which we look for, again, interferences in the body that are usually caused from an emotional mental point of view. Okay. So what happens is we have different kinds of traumas happen in our lives. We have physical, chemical, emotional, mental traumas that happen in our lives, and they cause interference in our nervous systems in one way. It's like they're like stuck in our physiology. Okay. And so what this is all about is getting that unstuck and going in a different direction, because over time, our bodies remember what happened at that time. And so if it gets triggered in any way, the body will have the same response to it as it did, you know, like even 20 years ago. And so what bioemotional integration is all about is helping get all of that flowing again, because what that is stagnation. It's like a blockage. It's a stagnation. It's something that's not moving. So what it's all about is to get that all moving again in the system. And it even affects like the neural pathways in the brain. So it's really, really awesome stuff. One of the ways that we're using it, especially with pregnant ladies, is, you know, as I believe I touched on the history part of, you know, how women have been programmed to really fear labor and delivery. And there are those of us that know, and we become more innate with it. But over time, you know, all in all, most of us have feared labor and delivery, and we feel like, you know, we have to have the doctors, and we have to have this, and we have to have that, you know, and sometimes there's too much interference with that. And so that's part of what I do with the program that my daughter and I are coming up with, and that is that we can go back even generationally. You know, we carry these fears from generation to generation to generation, and so we work on clearing those kinds of things so that we can empower the mom, so the mom can really, really get in touch with her own innate power to do this, because that's one of the things she was born to do. It's a way of remembering that. It's almost like your body knows it. What we're helping it to do, what we're helping women to do, is to remember that on a very conscious level.
I love that. And how long have you been working with this new technique?
This technique, I've been developing it for probably the last 6 years, I would say. I've been since I've experienced different kinds of things. I've done a lot of trainings with similar kind of things that I experienced, you know, as I said, with the urinary problem kind of thing that I had, you know, way back several years ago. And so over time, I just worked with people and realized what seems to work the best. So it ended up becoming my process. Although the process is somewhat different for every person, that's what I think is beautiful about it, is it's individual, and yet it's a process all at the same time. So, yeah, so I've been developing it for about 6 years. Still, I'm sure it will always organically, you know, morph, I'm sure.
Now, who would be like a good candidate for this type of therapy? Like, what are the ideal candidate, or how can you, being a potential client, how can they identify if they would benefit for this type of treatment?
Okay. Well, one way is, you know, one of the things that I've seen over and over again in my practice as a chiropractor is that, you know, we can do all these chiropractic things, which, you know, are awesome, awesome things. And some people will just, I mean, fly with it and get well, and they're, you know, and just really the quality of their lives improves, their energy improves, all like that. And then there are those who don't. So people who tend to have these chronic problems and don't respond as well in the beginning of care, I know that those people have something or other going on there, and I always recommend this, you know, to those people. Also, this is really an amazing thing for anxiety and depression. And, you know, so much of that really does come from our past. It's like, you know, every day we think about 80,000 thoughts, and of those 80,000, about 70,000 of those are thoughts that we had yesterday and 2 years ago. And so it's like the pathways just keep following and following. So a lot of times that's where our anxieties and our depression comes from. It's not just what's going on today, but it's thoughts that maybe we've been having for years and years. And maybe we need to go back and, take a look at what's a challenge, some of those beliefs, and where did they come from, and do they still work for us? And if not, then where's the new path?
Absolutely. I love this innovative way of, approaching the emotional aspect of this. So I actually, which I didn't even get to tell you, but I actually started seeing a chiropractor 2 weeks ago, probably like just after we spoke. I just decided that I wanted to start seeing one for my pregnancy and see, what benefits I can gain from it and for my baby. But it always interests me so much that, chiropractors are so open-minded and they're so much more, I'm trying to think of, a nice way to put this. They're more well-rounded when it comes to, medicine and natural living and not just about, prescribing medication and things like that. You're really about holistic living and the whole body. And I wanted to get your perspective on why you think that is. Why do you think chiropractors are just so much more well-rounded?
Well, I think that, it just comes back to our training. I believe doctors think medical education has probably changed over time because, when I don't want to date myself too much here, but when I was a kid growing up, we had one family doctor, and he rarely referred us anywhere. He was our doctor, and he knew us psychologically. He knew everyone's makeup. And I remember one day I went with my mom to the doctor, and I couldn't even tell you, I was pretty young, and I couldn't even tell you what she was there for. But this doctor said to her, he said, "Julia, you know what you need to do? You need to take her," he was pointing to me, "over to your mother's house and go get in the bathtub and read a book." Hmm. That's what he told her to do. No.
I would have been like, "No problem, doctor."
and it wasn't that thing necessarily that, give me a pill for it, so I think things have been different. I think that there's been a lot of pressure put on doctors to do that. I don't know if they all, I do know that a lot, some MDs are going more natural kinds of ways too. But I do think that, that's what they're trained to do. It's kind of like when you go see an orthopedic surgeon, someone will tell me, I'm going to go see an orthopedic surgeon about my back. And I always have to say, just remember what they were trained to do, and that is surgery.
Right.
It really has to do with, so if you're interested in surgery, you're in a good place, but remember that that's what they were trained to do for the problem that you have. And there's other people that are trained in other ways to deal with the problem that you have. So, that's just one of your choices. That's what I just like for people to know. That's a choice. But that's what they were trained to do. Whereas we were trained I think that as far as, if I look at my own life and the life of many chiropractors that I know, a lot of us have that medical background to compare with and where it was that we actually got well. My great-grandfather was an MD. So I, that was passed down to me, and he thought that aspirin and penicillin and all that kind of stuff was great, which they are. They are in the right situations. We just don't need them chronically and all the time. You don't have a headache because you have a deficiency of aspirin.
Right.
And so anyway, I know that when I very first got into chiropractic, I believe I was like 20 at the time, and I was in college, and I kept having these sinus infections. And I remember going into, you know, one of my professors one day because I had missed a day, you know, a class because of sinus infection. And he says, you know what? You really need to go see my chiropractor. And I was like, for a sinus infection? Are you kidding me? You know, because my thought about it was that chiropractors just for like neck and back. And I didn't realize at that time that they treat the entire nervous system, which has to do with really every organ in your body, every part of your body and every organ in your body. And I didn't realize that at the time, but I was just like tired of these infections. And so I went to see this chiropractor, and I bet I didn't have a sinus infection again for years after that. And I probably only had maybe two since then, and I was like 20 years old. So it made a lot of difference, because what he did was remove a lot of interference out of my neck. And because of that, that was affecting my sinuses. My sinuses weren't getting all of the communication and the nutrients that those nerves needed to function at their best. And so, I don't have to take drugs. I don't have to have, you know, the side effects of those drugs. I was like all about it. So I just kind of grew from there. I just started looking into things and looking at alternatives. And like I said, when my son was born, and he had spina bifida, they had him on what they called a prophylactic antibiotic, which was something that he took every day because he tended to get bladder infections. And one day I ended up taking him to the emergency room because his lips were just all swollen. So he had developed an allergy to them. And at that point you're like, okay, so now what do we do? You know, so that's when I really started looking into things like, okay, we need a different way to go here. And I found it, and he's had a good life.
I love that. Yeah.
So.
Weird way to just take control.
Personally. Yeah, it has. And I just feel like it was all, you know, like meant to be. It was something I was supposed to come in contact with so that it would make a difference in my life and the life of all my family. So yeah.
I love
it. I think that's, you know, did I answer your question?
Yes, you definitely did. Okay. So kind of speaking to that, what about children? Do you think it's beneficial for children to see chiropractors?
You know, the very first I always tell all of my moms that are here that wherever they are, if they're in a birthing center, if they're in a hospital, if they're at their home or whatever, that I am happy to come to their homes and give their baby their very first adjustment, because
I love that. That's amazing.
Birth is very traumatic sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And so, and especially if a midwife or a doctor has to do any tugging on that baby to help them out, right, then it's easy for the upper neck to get out of alignment very first thing. So the sooner we can get there and correct what's going on, we found that almost 90% of babies have a misalignment after birth. So, the earlier you start them, the better. And one of the things, there's so many things that chiropractic is known for to helping kids. One is ear infections, so that we don't have to do tubes and antibiotics. Those children that have babies that have colic, a lot of times that's just a misalignment in the spine. Constipation is a huge thing that we treat kids for. It makes a difference. I treat a lot of kids for bedwetting. Very helpful. A lot of times it's amazing. Some of that goes back to the spine. Sometimes we find a little bit of the emotional kind of thing in there and clear that out too with the bioemotional. So it's all good. But I know I had a patient not all that long ago. She has twin girls, and these girls had been on a lot of different medications, and they were born premature, and they'd been on a lot of different medications over time. And so we started treating them, and anyway, finally, once something or other happened, just a couple of years ago, and she decided to take him to the pediatrician because it was a little more, you know, I mean, doctors have their place, we have their place, our place, right? So then you know when to take them to the doctor. And so they got a prescription, and she went to the Walgreens store, and Walgreens said, I'm sorry, we don't have record of, you know, your children and all like that. And she said, well, you would have to. We always came here. And so as she talked about it, she realized that they only keep your records for 2 years. So for two whole years, her kids had had, for at least 2 years, her kids had no prescriptions at all.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that was, you know, like a real win, especially after all the time they spent in the hospital early in their lives and having to, you know, take different things when they were younger. So they, you know, as their the interference in their nervous systems got cleared out, just lots of things started getting better. And so they didn't need any prescriptions for all that time. So that was awesome.
I love that. So since I started going to the Chiro, I started bringing my toddler, who's 21 months, but I definitely anticipate bringing baby Bryn when she comes into the world, especially because I'm planning a VBAC, and I know that the vaginal births are a little bit more tougher on the babies than the C-section from some point, you know, from some points of view. So, I love that you're finding that there's all these benefits from it.
Yeah. Oh, and that's so awesome. You're doing a VBAC. That's great.
Yeah, I'm going for it. So.
And to start baby Bryn out, just, you know, with, you know, with all of the things, with all of the health stuff in place, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
And that's, you know, and that's what we want to see. We'd like to get to these babies before they get sick. It's easier to do the proactive thing than it is to treat after we get sick, right?
Absolutely. I also heard, I don't know if this is a truth or not, but I heard that it helps babies sleep at night too. So, I mean, I won't mind that perk.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them do. A lot of them, we do hear those things about, you know, babies sleeping for the first time, and, you know, for especially for a longer period of time, kind of thing, and all like that. Yes, we hear those kind of things all the time. So yes, they sleep better, they digest better, and then of course, you know, you're always looking at development in their brain and all like that, and when there's that interference isn't there, then they're just, you know, they're just clear to just like take it all in like sponges, which they do, right?
Yes, they totally
do. Such an awesome thing to watch.
So what do you see in your future now that you have been practicing for 6 years and you've been developing this new technique and you're working with your daughter? What is on the horizon for you guys?
Well, I don't know. I guess we're going to see how it organically develops. I know as time goes on, I feel like I see more and more bio-emotional integration appointments. One thing that's really awesome about it is that the BEI part can be done virtually. So that even if, you know, someone's across the United States, that, I mean, you know, I'm in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, that just because, you know, you live in New York or New Hampshire or California doesn't mean you can't connect and we can't, you know, do some of these things. So that's one thing that I'm very excited for and would like to see more of. You know, we're working on, as I said, my daughter and I are working on this program for pregnant ladies because we just feel like it's so very important and she really feels it now. I mean, you know, she's, expecting her second one in a couple of weeks here. And she was just like, this has been so important for me. Some of the other women have said that too. So, you know, what I basically have been doing with her for about the last, I would say it's been more like 8 weeks that I've been working with her. She comes in and we do BEI and then we do Webster. And she feels like she's felt better this pregnancy. Of course, pregnancy changes every time, right?
Yeah, totally.
We've really worked on some of those things. It's like, you know, sometimes you hear some other mom's birth story and then it gets you started, you know, if it was a traumatic one, you're like, oh my God, is that going to be me? You know? And I know it's helped her get through some of those things as well. So, and beyond that, I have a lot of patients that have been asking me about, you know, I just wish I could carry this on. You know, like we do some of the clearing kinds of things and we talk about intentions and new ways of dealing with things. So I think that I need to move in the direction of also supplying videos and resources for books and counseling and all different kinds of things. There are different ways that we can stay really awake and conscious, because what we do is, you know, through bioemotional integration, you know, it's like as we grow up, we learn all kinds of things around us, right? But sometimes they don't always really work for us when we get older. And so I believe we spend our adult life going back and trying to remember what we were really created for. I mean, why are we here? What are we created for? What is my purpose? I have a gift in this world. You have a gift in this world. And what is that? And how can I express it? And when I do, when I express myself and live my best life, then that's better for you and you and you as well as me. So it's like a thing of remembering. It's like we get back to the original circuitry that we were born with. So it's super exciting to me, and of course the people I work with, they find it very exciting too. So I believe I'm headed in that direction now to have more of these resources so that we can be conscious and aware on more of a daily basis, and that we're not just doing it, you know, you have an appointment here and there and you know, thinking about it then, but some ongoing resources for, you know, staying in that healthy place and that, you know, being really aware of the way you want to live your life.
I love that. That's so super powerful. Now, where can everybody find you, whether it be email, website, social media, if they have any questions or if they want to talk to you about your BIE? Can you give them all the contact information?
Okay, yes. I am Dr. Jenny Gross. I'm with Touch Light Chiropractic, and I am at 16405 North Cross Drive, Suite D, as in dog, in Huntersville, North Carolina. That's 28078. You can always call us on the phone. We can get in touch with you, and we can get your email, that kind of thing, too. Our phone number here is 704-885-5770. Our email, if you want to reach us through that, is just the words Dr. Jenny, D-R-G-I-N-N-I, at touchlightchiro.com. Or you can look us up on our website, and you can definitely reach us through that at www.touchlightchiro.com. And so any of those ways, we're also on Facebook. We have a Facebook page under Touchlight Chiro. So you can reach us. We're also on Instagram. So we can be reached through any of those venues, and would love to talk to any of you.
Amazing.
So we're just excited to be spreading some good news.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I really appreciate it. I feel like everyone's really going to benefit from all that good knowledge that
you... It's just like I'm so excited to meet you, and I can't wait to hear about your baby. And, and I'm excited for everything you are, you know, helping to open people too, so that they're aware that we have so many... great options for living our lives. So thank you for, you know, creating the space for people. It's beautiful.